Good morning. Welcome to the Roundtable. And we are thrilled to have some dear friends with us. It's the 29th anniversary of the Agricultural Stewardship Association's of the association. And this weekend, October 12th through the 14th, ASA is presenting their 18th annual Landscapes for Land's Sake art sale and exhibition in Coila, which is just west of the village of Cambridge. We'll get to that in a moment. The event is a fundraiser to support local farmland conservation. The show features 31 artists?
No, 68.
68 artists?
68.
Hold on. Obviously, there's been some sort of mathematical error. I've been doing math for the past hour and a half, and I'm all messed up. So it's 68 artists whose work is inspired by the region's working landscapes. It takes place in the historic barn at Maple Ridge in the hamlet of Coila, which is just west of the village of Cambridge, New York. Terry Patachik is the executive director of the Agricultural Stewardship Association. She joins us this morning along with Leah McCloskey, who is the curator of the Landscapes for Land's Sake event. And we welcome Terry and Leah to the roundtable this morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just great.
This is always a big event. This is for 18 years you've been doing this, and it's always a big fundraiser for you, but a very cool event too.
Yes, it's tremendous. We have probably about 1,500 people visiting us over the Columbus Day weekend, and it's spectacular.
So how did it all come about, and ultimately how has it evolved into the event that we'll be unfolding this weekend?
Well, when we started off 18 years ago, it was just a handful of artists, and the idea came from a local gallery owner and one of our board members. We got together a bunch of volunteers, and so it was very sparsely hung show.
Yep.
And it's grown since. So, Elia, maybe you might want to describe what it's like.
Well, I think it went from a show in somebody's house, right?
Was it always
in the barn? Okay, yep. So it was a show in the barn. It's the same barn that they used 18 years ago, and it's just increased tremendously. I think since 4 years ago, it's doubled. The amount of artists now is doubled, and the amount of artwork. We have over 650 pieces of art being sold this weekend.
Wow. And yeah. And just for the breakdown, how do you benefit from that? So the artist obviously benefits, but you benefit as well.
We get 50% of the proceeds of all the sales.
That's amazing.
That happens at night.
That's
yes.
great.
And
it's
Joe,
amazing.
You know, what's amazing also, as being an artist from the area, 50% goes to the artists themselves, which is not something that happens very often, and it's really exciting because the artists then get to benefit also, which, you know, most artists are asked to give their artwork away, so it's really an event for everybody.
And as far as it really has grown, and it's such a cool event. So before we get to the event itself and the artist, and I know Leah has a list for us, and that's great. So tell me, though, Terry, about the mission and how things have been going over the past year.
Our mission is to protect farms and forest land in Washington and Rensselaer counties, and so that we can make sure that the area remains viable for agriculture. So far we've protected almost 23,000 acres of farmland on 134 farms. I mean, that's really quite amazing. But this last year, things have been going really well because we just received 16 grants that will enable us to protect 17 more farms. And we're busy right now starting those projects, and they'll be closed in about a year.
That's amazing.
It really is.
It's really, really great. And so events like this obviously help you in that. And when we think about the 68 artists who are going to be featured in the show, what can people expect from the event?
Well, what's exciting is that we have 18 new artists this year. So out of that 68, there'll be a number of people that people have never seen before. The artists come from not just Washington County. They come from the whole capital region area, even the Hudson Valley. So we have artists from Saratoga County. We have artists from Rensselaer County, Berkshires, Vermont. And it's all different types of art, so that I believe that there's something there for everyone. We have pastels, and we have sculptures, and we have mixed media, and we have glass, and we have ceramics, and oil painting, and it's and not just literal landscape painters, but also a lot of abstractionists and you know, people taking their creativity and their excitement about being in the area and being inspired by the landscape to make art. And it really shows up in this show.
I mean, that's the twofer here, isn't it? And that not only are we helping in this Agricultural Stewardship Association, but also we're celebrating the landscape, which is what you do in your work every day, but that's what these artists are inspired by.
Exactly. And it really comes through with all the paintings
on the
wall.
And it's really exciting. I mean, I'm friends with a lot of these artists,
yep.
And so many of them spend their lives. They wake up in the morning and they go out and they are inspired by what they see and feel. And it is from where we live. I mean, the colors that you see in the work, the way that they express themselves is just... It's a really exciting show, and I highly recommend, even if you're not interested in purchasing a piece of art, to come and see the show to see how many incredibly talented people live in this area. It's exciting.
So give us a sense of some of the artists. I know you can't mention all 68. At least
we have like another
hour. I hope you can, because we don't have time for that. But you can give us a highlight reel, and then people can go to the website and find out more and see who else is a part of this.
Well, one of the most important people is the person who is the featured artist this year. She, Virginia McNeese, and... Joe, I don't know whether you ever met Virginia or not.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I'm sure
Virginia,
you knew
very, very well.
Yeah,
she was a lovely, lovely woman.
She was. And Virginia passed away in March. She was a very prolific landscape painter and was absolutely inspired by Washington County. She's known for her barns, her pastels, and actually her oil paintings. So we are featuring her. She has a beautiful palette, and we are sad not to have her with us this year. She was one of the original three artists that were in the first show 18 years ago. So we're really honored to have her family let us have her as a featured artist this year and honor her memory for the show and all that she did for landscape and art in the area.
I loved it. Well, she was a lovely woman and just a lovely person, and so I loved her. I loved her work too, because she was a neighbor of mine. So much you could see so much of. I recognize so much in it every time, and it was just lovely. I mean, sometimes down to the hay bale, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was,
right.
It was so special, and she is so special, and that's a lovely way to remember her.
Yes. So that being said, the other two artists that were with her in the original show is Harry Orlick and George Van Hook, and both of them are being represented and will be there this weekend. We also have
George. Unfortunately, I don't know the other gentleman, but George is just the best.
Yeah, he is.
I love him. I love his wife. They're just lovely, lovely people.
Really, really fun.
Yes.
And you. And by the way, what I don't know whether your audience knows this or not, but you can actually meet a lot of these artists, which is really a fun way to buy art, because then you can see a painting on the wall and say, "Wow, I met this person, and they're really nice, and they live right next door to me, and it's exciting." So I think that's fun too.
Can I tell my favorite landscape for land's sake story?
Absolutely.
So I'm there with, and I may have been there with George. I think I was there with George, and we were walking around and we were looking at all the art, and George was showing me around because he obviously knows that scene better than I do. And we're walking through. This was a number of years ago, and a guy walks up and he looks very, very familiar, and he walks up and George says, "Hi, I'd like you to meet Joe Donahue." And I turned and I said, "Hi." And he said, "This is Mickey Spillane."
That was a while ago.
And I was like, man,
oh, no.
That is cool. That is really, really cool. And
his best friend was in the show, and he's in the show again, even though he passed away as well.
Yes, he was of the Hicks family up
yes,
in Granville.
Wilson, so, George Wilson.
George Wilson.
And
so great stuff. And it was a really wonderful. That's my favorite story. I look forward to meeting it this weekend.
We're really looking forward to having you there too. So, and as I said, there's ceramic artists. There's an artist that makes her, a lot of the artists make their ceramic clay from the actual ground that is the mud that's found in the area.
Oh, who does that?
Margaret Horn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We know Margaret. Sure.
Yeah. She's one of the artists that did that. And then we also have a really amazing abstractionists in the show, Joan Duff Boer and Zach Lobdell, who is a young artist from Saratoga. And I mean, like 68 of them. It's just insane. We also have sculptors, beautiful sculpture done by Eula Vorsey. So, you know, something for everyone, as I said.
The barn is, it's not hard to find. If you just go on the website and you can easily find where it is and put it into your GPS and you find it. The barn is so beautiful and so perfect for this. And the thing I love about it is after all these years, it still smells like a barn.
It does. It really does. But not full of animal barn.
No, but it's just, it's
like a hay
still
barn.
You feel like you're in a barn, which I love.
Well, hanging an art show in there is kind of a fun thing to try and do. And I'm saying that sarcastically. It's not easy to do that, but make all the art look great like you would have in a gallery. But that's the charm of it. It's really fun. It's so fun to go in and see all that art in a place like that.
And it's cool because you go around and you think you've seen everything and then you realize, oh, there's this nook, there's this cranny, there's this place over here. I haven't seen that yet. And you sort of get lost in it, which is beautiful.
Yes.
Very, very nice.
Yes. Yeah, we're really fortunate that Larry Sconzel lets us do that every year.
Oh, he's amazing.
He really is.
So when you think about how great this is, one of your fundraisers, but it's the biggest fundraiser for you. And the roughly how many people come? Do you know how many people?
Well, probably around 1,500 to 2,000 people come over the weekend.
Now the event opens tomorrow night or tomorrow morning. Rather.
Tomorrow at from 12 to 5 p.m.
Tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow at 12 p.m. And then you're open Saturday, Sunday, and Monday because Monday's a holiday.
Yes. Yeah, so Sunday and Monday we're open from 12 to 4.
Yep.
So we close the hour earlier.
Nice. Very, very nice.
Yeah.
And the best way for people to experience the show and the event, you think, is how?
Well, I would think that, Saturday is usually very crowded. There's a lot of people that come. It's very exciting. The feeling's exciting. I highly recommend that people come and plan on spending at least an hour, maybe an hour and a half, because there's two galleries. There's a downstairs gallery and then there's an upstairs gallery. And as I said, there's over 500 pieces of artwork hanging, and then there's another 100 and something pieces of artwork that we have in storage that if somebody's interested in a particular artist, we can show them more artwork. So spending a little bit of time walking through and looking at all the different types of art that we have, I think would take a good hour, hour and a half, and come and enjoy the space and the time. And then if there's something that strikes your fancy and will be open, you come in on Saturday, then you can come back on Sunday or Monday and take another look. So it's always a good thing to do.
Absolutely.
And the Saturday is the opening reception. So that's $10.
Yep.
But you have this wonderful cheese spread, cheese and sausage and local food.
It's beautiful.
It is. It's
always
wonderful.
a very nice spread. 68 artists taking part in this weekend's Landscapes for Land's Sake 18th annual event. 18 years.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
It really is.
The Agricultural Stewardship Association putting this on. And you can find more by going to agstewardship.org, agstewardship.org, and find out all the information you need. It begins tomorrow, runs through Monday, October 12th, 13th, 14th. Again, agstewardship.org. Terry, Leah, thank you so much. A great pleasure, and we'll see you over the weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.